This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should keep the faith even when God's plan has not been revealed. And I have these thoughts because we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And I can only imagine the many times he had to keep the faith because God's plan had not been revealed to him yet. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the story of Stephen from the book of Acts. Stephen spoke the truth to certain Jewish leaders, but he ended up being stoned to death for his troubles. Word spread of Stephen's murder, and many Christian believers fled Jerusalem, fearing for their own lives. They were frightened and could see no good in Stephen's death. But as these believers disseminated around the world, they also began to spread the gospel. In other words, the gospel was able to reach corners of the globe that it likely would not have if this tragic sequence of events had not occurred. Through Stephen's story, we see that God is ultimately in control, and his goodness will always prevail, even when the circumstances look grim. The key is to keep our faith, even when God's plan has not yet been revealed. And I would say to those who were hurt by the disparaging remarks of our president recently, is that keep the faith even when God's plan has not yet been revealed. And as you do so, cling to these words. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19:21. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep the faith.